Now, you know, I wouldn't normally ambush you like this,
right?
But I will sing like Mitzi Gaynor. If you will just, you know, the song Big John. It's a talking song.
Oh yeah.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and made. And forgive me, Stephen, but I think Big the BBC John. Archive would not be complete without. I've got the words. All you've got to do is, so we can say, if anyone ever says Fry can't sing, we say no. It's not singing. It's talking.
I know, but what you don't understand
is you can't get rhythm.
I can. But not when I'm self-conscious about it.
Well, don't be self-conscious. You're right, Fred. Legend. Come
don't
on, Steve.
Be self-conscious.
You know, I'd never,
is
would
a
never.
Really smart
I came
thing to
in.
Say.
I was leaving house this morning. I was leaving the house this morning, and I just thought, well, you know what? I know it's corny, but it's not really singing. And I just think, alongside, look, this is the real voice of Oscar Wilde, the BBC has in the archive. Whenever anyone says, you know, Fry, he was a genius but couldn't sing, we give that, give them the lie in their teeth. Just run it, and I could just say, Stephen, and show you this is not one of those. I just want only the first verse of it,
right.
And you'll never feel more alive, Stephen.
You will be horrified.
Run it for me. Run it for me. Here we go. So, this is the easiest.
Big John.
Cue. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Now, that if you can't do that, then...
I'll
have a go at it. If
I'll
it's a disaster, then you've... You know,
see,
you've,
I won't know where to come in, but I'll try.
I'll cue you in.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is something for the ages. Stephen Fry sings Jimmy Dean's 1961 hit Big Bad John. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Big John, Big John.
Cue.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. Stood 6'6", weighed 245.
No, stop.
You
see? Stop there.
I told
stop
you
there.
Already.
You've just got to carry on. You've just got to carry on. It's just.
Oh, we see that. Enough.
Here we go. And again, please. Here we're going to do this, Stephen. We are going to
so
do this.
Humiliating.
No, it isn't. No,
all
it
right,
isn't.
Okay.
It's a great experiment.
Oh,
okay,
God.
And again. Here we go.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everyone knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
If you knew how much I hated that.
Don't you did, would you? Why would you? We did, Stephen. Shake my hand. We did it. And that's the thing. I didn't do it. I know.
I have, my whole body has a sheen of sweat that's gone chilled.
No, but you play. Do you know what? You're going to get back and go on iPlayer and listen to that. Rather good, wasn't it?
Oh,
I think I'll. So, could I. If Stephen does do this tour of Britain with his show, I as he comes back for his encore, I want everyone. Big John!
No!
If that is not a Christmas number one, I should be most overcome. Stephen, both I apologise for that and also I glory in it. Thank you very much. Indeed.
When Evelyn Waugh's father made him do something he didn't want to do when he was 10, and he recalled saying to him, you beast, you hideous ass.
Your hair has sprung back to its natural state.